WBP and WWBP HD1 Providence. Playing all your favorite songs to help you get through the workday. It's the Fun Station.
Another study out that says alcohol is good for you. Don't you love those? Tell you more about that coming up. Here's the Police, Every Breath You Take. Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. It seems like every week there's a new study coming out saying booze is good for you. Now, for years, we've known about the health benefits of drinking red wine. But now, according to this new study, repeated exposure to all alcohol helps your brain remember, not just red wine, but white wine, beer, spirits. This, of course, flies in the face of conventional wisdom that says drinking is bad for learning and bad for memory. Researchers from the University of Texas were surprised to learn that alcohol actually makes your brain more elastic. Now, of course, we're talking about alcohol in moderation, but don't you just love when science backs up one of your vices? You can read more about this up on my page, keyword Lisa at iHeartRadio.com.
Hi, it's the committee.
All your favorite music, B101.
Elton John coming up, Styx, and now it's Kenny Loggins. B101. Charlie Sheen bombed in Boston the other night, but he's still got plenty of celebrity fans. Tell you more about that coming up. Here's Bruce Springsteen, Hungry Heart. Styx, it's Lady. No matter what Charlie Sheen does, no matter how ridiculous he acts or how many bridges he burns, he always has someone sticking up for him. Now, Charlie Sheen has not lost many of his celebrity friends either. Michael J. Fox, who Charlie replaced during the fifth season of Spin City, he thinks Charlie should get his job back on 2 and a Half Men. He said they should let him go back to work and he should do his job, which he is uniquely qualified to do. He's a talented man. He's a good guy. And I'd like to see him go back.
Hi, I'm Stephen Antoni, Pope Cancer Research.
B101, WWBB, and WWBB HD1 Providence. Now, the drive by an upbeat mix of songs for your ride home.
Credit for getting a lap dance? Well, one college professor had a strange curriculum like that for his class. I'll tell you more about that coming up. The Eagles, Hotel California. Well, this certainly got students to come into class. A university lecturer was suspended after allegedly holding a seminar where students received lap dances from strippers. Professor Jack Rappaport, he teaches at LaSalle University in Philadelphia. He charged students $150 to get into this special seminar, which ironically was supposed to be about ethics. The class was cut short about 45 minutes in when a dean walked in and demanded to know what was going on. Whoops. You can read more about this story up on my page. Go to iHeartRadio.com, type in the keyword Lisa.
Separate and unrelated companies.
Getting you home with some great music. Pat Benatar coming up, Jackson Browne, Linda Ronstadt, and here's Ace, How Long?